I went out, for crying out loud. We've been on all the members of the restaurant. I said, sir, do you know we spent $42 million? Yeah. Do you know that people are pouring through that damn restaurant? I said, yeah. Do you know that 70% of the time the Whopper's served cold? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell the crew to push the Whopper button.
I'm God here. I can just start and stop the episode whenever I want. Can do it. See, look, the thing's going. The words are happening. We can see the little bumps on the screen. That means things are happening.
Folks, I can confirm for you at home that that is indeed what's happening.
I'm basically God. I mean, you're basically God right now, too. You just haven't grasped the power yet.
Well, you're God.
The power.
The way I see it is you're God and I'm God's paintbrush because you control what gets recorded and then I control the editing.
That's true.
So you know what I mean? I refine your divine message.
That's nice. Which, again, that basically makes you God. Yeah. What does that make
through
all the people?
Transitive property.
What does that make all the people listening?
Probably also God through the transitive property.
Oh, that's nice. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. You hear that? You hear that, guys? You're basically God.
It's the nicest thing I'll ever say to you guys.
And if you're not, what are the things people, the prophets? If you take what we're saying right now and you run out, say, to Times Square with a bullhorn and start yelling it at people, does that make them prophets? Or are we just forming a cult?
I don't think the things are mutually exclusive.
That's true. I would love the Skimbo cult to be a thing.
We've talked about it in the past.
I know. I'm just bringing it up again. For real.
Just testing the waters.
For reasons, you know.
No big deal.
If we went out on Redbubble and made these special hooded robes, how many people want to...
Look, it's an enameled brooch with our faces on it.
What color would the Skimbo robes be? Just lime green. Just uncomfortable lime green.
Our color scheme is one of two things. We use plaid in some stuff, buffalo plaid, and then we use fucking lime green and hot pink.
Oh, that's not bad. Just pick a random color. Yeah, these all the Skimbo robes are puce. They're going to be puce colored.
They could just be flannel. People are stupid enough to do that.
These are just, God, on the hot days, it really sucks being in the Skimbo cult, man.
Oh, my
God. You are out here and it is just baking. 98 degree Arizona heat at the compound.
I'm being eaten alive by ticks inside of this thing.
That's where we're going, is the Skimbo compound. That's happening. What do you think would be the best state for the Skimbo compound to be built in?
The best state for the Skimbo compound?
Again, I'm thinking like somewhere out, like maybe Montana, because I feel like you can buy land out there pretty cheap and it's probably pretty few and far between. You know, a lot of ranchers out. You just buy out some ranch. Well, you know, when the soil went bad, we couldn't feed the horses anymore. I don't know how ranching works. And
eventually everybody has to eat their horses. Yeah. I know that much.
Well, we started shooting the horses for fun, and that was a mistake. anyways, we'll sell you the land for a song. You want to come out here? We just bring the Skimbo cult out there, like the Rajneeshes, and just rename the whole town. What do we want to name it? Butthole. All right, fuck it.
Fine,
fuck it. Now we're in Butthole, Montana. This is the cult that has taken over a town. They make Netflix documentaries about us. We're like, no. If anyone's making a documentary about us, it's us. Oh, yeah, we do a better job. Actually, let's be honest. We do a much worse job.
Oh, absolutely. It's a Freddy Got Fingered type situation. You give us a bunch of money, we're just going to make a Dadaist piece of shit.
I love it. Yeah.
That's supposed to be bad.
Yeah.
Because you were stupid enough to give us money.
It's art, so we took the money and embezzled it.
I got you a bag of jewels, Betty.
I got you a bag of jewels. Doesn't that sound nice? So I think Montana or somewhere Midwest, maybe leaning a little more towards the western side. We could go down. I'd be like, I feel like we would find a different kind of sympathy down in, say, like rural Alabama.
See, I'm thinking south. I'm thinking Florida.
Welcome to Louisiana.
Anything goes here.
And we get in there, there's a lot of friendly folk who want to join our con. They don't even know what it is. They just know that we have a gated compound and they want in. I don't know what you're doing in here, but if you need some guards, I'm there for you. Okay, you give me a real weird white supremacist vibe, but we sure do need guards. All right, brother. No,
no. No, it's okay. Actually, I'm a Mormon missionary.
You're like,
that's way worse. Yeah, you gotta go.
Oh, you gotta leave. No, thank you.
We're hot in these mics, aren't we?
You think we're a little too loud?
A little hot in the streets. It's
You think we're too loud?
Maybe.
I don't know. I thought you were gonna turn us down.
Me?
Yeah, I thought you were the editing guy, God's paintbrush.
Listen.
I'm not the one spiking. You're the one who decided to change your timber and your tone.
Because I'm trying to be excited about the show. I'm not trying to sit here in my vocal fry being like, I don't know, Fruit Loops are better than Cheerios. Like,
I don't know. That's what I do all the time.
And I know, honest, and it needs to end.
No, let's be honest. Fruit Loops are better than Cheerios.
Well, obviously.
So I don't even know why you'd bring that up as some sort of fake argument, some sort of nonsense.
It's even worse than having an argument with yourself. It's agreeing with yourself silently with no one else in the room.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the worst possible scenario.
That sounds pretty fun. I like doing that, just sitting in the corner silently agreeing with myself, doing a nice little rocking back and forth. I think if you don't do that at least once or twice a week, you're the one with the problem.
You know, some people journal, some people meditate.
Yeah. I sit there in a corner, do a little rocking back and forth. You got long arms like I do. You wrap you know, your arms around your knees, makes you a nice little egg shape, and then you just kind of sit there and the world's burning. And it's just fun. You know, maybe 15 minutes out of the day, really great for your back, probably horrible for your back.
Actually, you're getting a nice lower back stretch. Yeah. if you're bringing those knees to the chest.
Yeah, you feel some pops. They're like, oh, that's just good. That's just a good pop.
And see, that's your time. That's what you get accomplished on your time. That's what you do with your 15-minute break.
That's the important thing, I think, it's your me time. It's just a little every morning you have. I mean, maybe you have a cup of coffee. Some people take a hot shower. Some people just, you know, ball open an egg and quietly mutter and laugh to themselves. You know,
bite their lips so hard it draws blood to keep from sobbing.
Different strokes for different folks, you know, whatever. I'm not saying that makes us more European, but whatever.
Hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Yeah. Are you having a stroke? Blood out the nose.
Oh, it's just the worst. Oh, man.
Well, speaking of the worst, I got to ask you something. We got an update on Adriana Cechich.
Yes. Old Addie Chechnya.
Yes.
So I did look into it a little bit, right?
Give us your report.
Well, so apparently, she did break her back two places. Oof. 5+ hour surgery. I'm pretty sure she has a metal rod. She also pinched a nerve in her bladder. Like, that's a hard fucking thing to do. I'm pretty sure it was her bladder. And it was one of those things where, like, I read a little bit of, like, her updates in terms of her, like, recovery, and it is not good.
Oh, no.
It is like sat up and it was incredible pain. Stood up today, passed out afterwards. It's one of those things where she, like, the thing that keeps coming up is like, I can't really describe. It's like a type of pain that you can't really, like, convey. It's just, it's horrible. She wouldn't wish it on anybody kind of thing. And again, it's one of those things I said last week, like, her career is over. Like, you're done. Like, it's that is, like, back injuries take so long to recover from. Again, tweaked my back, still, I feel it right now. It's there. I feel it right now. Want to crack my back?
Oh. Yeah, Rory and this poor girl who's going to be in constant pain for the rest of her life, they're the same.
Yeah, exactly the same. You know, break your back twice, tweak your back, whatever.
Oh, so what did she apples break, like, middle back, low back?
I don't know.
Okay.
Can't say. I just know, like, she pulverized, like, a disc, like, really fucked it up bad. Again, like, hours and hours and hours of surgery.
Oh, that's so fucking gross, dude.
Well, and I, it's one of those things where I'm not trying to be like, I guess it is funny, but it's one of those things with somebody who has the kind of career that she has. Like, she was one of those porn stars who got aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know who you are or what kind of gymnastics you do. Like, at a certain point, the stuff that she was doing, it's gotta hurt. It's gotta really hurt. And so I gotta figure, if anyone's telling you about pain that you want to listen to, it's this woman. So when she tells you this really fucking, I'm like, I believe her. I really believe this woman. I found out, I read a little bit about the response that Twitch had in regards to not just her, but I guess there was another streamer who it turns out it was one knee she dislocated and did something.
It's
really
not that much better.
Yeah, it, like, fucked up her ankle though on the other side or something. It wasn't like too dislocated. It was a fucked up ankle and a thing. And so it turns out this was it was by Lenovo. Now, Lenovo is another computer company. So Twitch is trying to push blame. That was just other people's booth, man. I don't want to fucking. And, you know, so that's one thing that's happening is that blame deflection. It's like, you're both culpable, motherfuckers. Now I just found out there's another party that's culpable. Because it turns out it was like a gladiator pit, quote unquote. The thing she jumped off was like when you were at some point in your fucking life, you saw like that you stand on one pillar and they stand on the other pillar and they give you those foam things to smack each other with.
American Gladiator.
Yeah. That's what this was, with like a light padding of foam over concrete. So it was always, always meant for you to knock somebody the fuck down into it. And that's how bad it was. And it's one of those things where they made everybody who go and sign waivers, but the argument is like, that doesn't fucking matter because the people who are signing the waivers assumed that that was like, okay, if you do something fucked up to hurt yourself, it's your own damn fault. You fall down. Maybe you smack your head on the pillar thing on your way down. Like, you know what I mean? We can't really account for any of that. But you assume that when you're signing something like that, that the company took every ability they had to make it as safe as possible, right? You're not assuming you're at some fucking carnival, like you're on the thing. Oh, I noticed that the gladiator thing I'm standing on is awfully rusty. And they're like, oh, I don't know, have fun, kid, whatever. And it starts to rain and they don't do anything to stop it and everything. Like, it's just a little too gross. And
your pit of death is just a hole in the ground with laundry in it. That's exactly the foam crate that you fall into.
Like, you're not, like, it's not that. You
come on
know?
Now.
And it's wild to think that they were this stupid and this negligible. Like, or this
you
negligent.
Trust that company who does that professionally to do it professionally. The way it's supposed to be, I looked it up. It's a big, deep pit.
Yeah.
Top layer is the foam, yes. Crazy things. Then you've got a trampoline layer. Then you have more foam at the bottom. It is meant to deter you from ever reaching concrete.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd have to be the dearly departed Louis Anderson to accomplish
it. It's fucking
such
ridiculous
feat.
To think that they just like picked an area to do this in at this large convention center, right? That had ceilings that were like of average height, you know, when you look at it. And they just were like, this will be fine. Nobody thought about it. Like, tall enough where you can obviously jump off, like high ceilings, but like a convention center kind of a thing. They could have built the thing up or like figured something else out. Somebody could have came in and be like, this is wildly unsafe. But they just kept letting that shit happen. And it's crazy because it's Lenovo, which is a big computer company. You know, it's not. I'd argue that it should be smart people.
Hopefully.
I don't know. They were talking about millions and millions of dollars. They bought this area at this convention center to do this and didn't think about it at all. Like, why did no one think this was a bad idea?
Well, and here's the question. Did somebody bring up, hey, man, you need a big, deep pit with the little foam egg crates and a trampoline layer and foam on the bottom. That's how you got to do it. And they go, and what if we can't do that? And then slide the guy a briefcase full of money.
Tons. Well, it's funny because, again, it's the failure of two different groups. It's Twitch, right? Twitch, again, as I showed by our separation, is owned by Amazon.
Yeah.
So that's it's not looking great for them. And Lenovo, I don't know who Lenovo is owned by. Lenovo might be owned by itself. I'm going to look up real quick. Well, they're not a publicly traded stock, right? We know Amazon's worth a fuck ton. I don't know how much Lenovo is worth. I know it's not a little.
If you're Adriana Anna Maria Ravigetes, if you're her,
yeah.
I feel like you go after Twitch and you go after Lenovo. Amazon, I think there's no point. You can't fight City Hall.
Lenovo Group Limited is worth $8.68 billion in market capitalization. So their market cap, their stock value is worth about $14. And the overall value of all those shares is $8.68 billion US. So they're doing pretty fine, right? If I'm her, I sit there and go, all of you are culpable. And I get a good lawyer and I work on that case. I get the other person involved and we go after them together. Everybody who got hurt in that pit, all of you, boom. All of you go after them.
Yeah, Aaron Brockovich, that shit.
That's what I do.
The whole rod, I'm on record as saying I have a weird surgery thing. Freaks me the fuck out.
The idea of just having like a rod in you forever.
Oh,
it's like a metal pipe or a steel plate or a plastic hip.
Losing a limb, something that's like gonna alter the course of the rest of your life.
I always had a problem with the idea of surgery when I was younger, and my dad had knee surgery, and got it. It was filmed, of course.
Oh, fuck that.
And he got a copy.
Fuck that.
It was one of those things where, of course, my sister is now a dentist, went to school for it, had to, like, you know, do like the classes with corpses and learn anatomy, like hands-on shit. Always fascinated her. When the fetal pigs came out in high school, she was excited about that shit. And from the moment I saw the beginning of that knee surgery, I did not. I saw all of maybe 10 seconds of what was happening on that screen, and I went, no, 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 no. And I did not watch the rest of that. That was not a fun family evening for me. My sister, fascinated.
I guess it's better that your dad tried to make you all watch it than she came to him individually and was like, Daddy,
may I watch the video
of them cutting into your knee?
Yeah, I just remember being like, I don't want to see this. I don't. Just the mortality of it. That plus, like, you would watch the cartoons and you were young. You watch, like, The Simpsons or something, and they'd be like, this is going to be the hip that's going to be inside of you. And they'd bend it, and it would just snap in the dude's hand for comedic effect. Well, the one we put inside of you will be much better. I'd be like,
laugh track.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. The medical world is an awful hellscape.
It's a goddamn nightmare.
It's an awful hellscape, you know? And then in those few situations where you experience it firsthand, you know, when you have those emergencies and they're just like, we don't have time for your bullshit, kid. This is what's happening. And you're like, oh, my fucking God, the horror. It's so visceral. It's so real.
Adriana Chechich.
Get well soon.
We're going to wish you a get well soon.
From the Skimbo Lounge.
From the Skimbo Lounge.
Sending you a tote bag. She's like, who the fuck is this?
Moving to Tallahassee very soon. To an abandoned bowling alley.
Is that? Oh, yeah. We never got to that. So I want my compound to be in Montana. Where would you want your compound to be?
Oh, I just said mine. Tallahassee in an abandoned bowling alley.
Yeah, that's what you think?
That's where we make our final stand, yeah.
I don't know, man.
It doesn't last a long time. We have like an intense, compressed timeline cult.
Okay.
Because eventually they'll find out we don't know what we're doing.
What do we believe? What do we quote unquote believe?
I think we keep it completely vague and nebulous, and we promise to reveal the core tenets after we have crossed over. So we basically say at some point, the only way to figure out what secrets we have to reveal to you is to die. And you don't want to die, so you better just stick around here and sweep our floors.
Yeah.
Then you will one day
have
the answer.
You will walk into the special room. It's just the electrics box. We have them
full of loose wires.
Touch a hot wire. The lights flicker. Oh, someone has learned the truth. I mean, but why are you guys here? How do you know the truth, but you're here? We are just messengers. Haven't you heard of a prophet? Shut the fuck up, Doug.
Lo unto you, Doug. Lo unto you.
Someone's not getting their apportioned beats for the evening. It's mostly a beat-based cult.
A beat-based cult?
Their pee is weird colors.
Yeah. It's kind of alarming. When's the last time you had a lot of beats?
It's been a while.
I got to tell you, sometimes you do. Sometimes it's easier to eat asparagus and forget that you ate it and then get a stink pee and you're like, whoa. Revenge of the enzymes, man. Whoa.
Fun things with pee.
Today, I remember eating a vegetable.
Oh, I eat a lot of potatoes. I wish they made my pee funny. Oh, wow, look at that. It's blue. Who knew?
Potatoes made your pee blue. Like a potato.
I'm just going to start dyeing my potatoes blue and just see what happens. Oh, it's crazy.
You have black stools.
Just super black.
The dye just fucks everything up. Just eats everything and grows stronger. It's funny the ways that vegetables are like never really gone. Like you eat asparagus, it turns into stinky pee. You eat corn, it comes out in your crab. So, like, vegetables don't like saying goodbye.
I just think that somewhere as a child, there was a really weird kid who tried coloring all his foods because he thought it'd make his poop rainbows. And they just came out sad and black. Some weird kid in the toilet, that first drop hits, and he turns to look, and it's just this dense, sad, black poop. And for that day, magic died for that child. It's a tough 8 year. He was eight. It's an eight-year-old child.
Mm.
It's a tough year for
him. It's a tough age.
Yeah.
Eight's a tough age.
Well, it's fair. If he didn't figure it out at eight and he'd figured out later, he'd been doing that shit in school, man, he would have gotten beat up. You know, eight, you can get away with it. 10, kids start to figure out. The pecking order is established. Okay?
You can't be the kid that comes into school and talks about how he's trying to have rainbow poops.
Exactly.
And then ashamed to tell everybody that he has, like, big old pellets.
Yeah.
Big old right. black and they came dense out, pellets.
Yeah, they came out like dense little deer poops.
Yes, yeah. the Miggles.
Yeah. Because again, it was a lot of light foods that he was dyeing darker, you know. That dark green wasn't a good idea, buddy. You thought it would look rich in the rainbow poop, but no.
No.
That's not how your body works.
He's mostly just got like a belly full of black marbles and he's yeah. just like painfully trying to pass them.
Uh-huh, yeah. The next couple of days were a lot of reminders.
See, he shouldn't be telling anybody this.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No. But thank God, again.
This is covered in the Don't Say Gay Bill.
Let's see. What is that? Was that third grade? Is 8 like third grade? Because by 10, that's 10 is like fifth grade. 10, 11, right?
I think so.
So 9, 8 was, it's, I mean, this guy's color is not that smart. So he's on the other end. He's like third grade. It's like a third grader.
He's on the wrong end of third grade.
they might have held him back and told him it was because of when he was born during the year. Don't worry, Ricky, they said. But everyone kind of knew, you know. What kind of kid does kindergarten twice? No, that's fun. Someone out there listening is like, I did kindergarten twice. Everybody does kindergarten. Mom, why did you lie to me?
What the fuck? Yeah. I'm going to drag you on Reddit now, Mom. Yeah. You don't even know. There's a whole subreddit dedicated to what a bitch you are, Joyce. Shoe comes flying out of nowhere, hits him in the head.
That's beautiful. That's good stuff.
We don't like to have fun on the show, but you know what we do like to do?
What do we like to do?
Discuss hard philosophical concepts and questions.
Sure.
Plumb the depths of our own morality. Define what ethics means to us.
Define it.
We're plumbing.
Yeah.
We're going picking plums.
We do. Why? Do you have something?
Philosophical
you're like,
plums.
You're like, I don't have anything. I was just wondering if you did.
I was hoping this would inspire something in you. Maybe something about a monster. I don't know.
I don't know.
No, I want to talk about the dichotomy between last week's topic, which was having a nemesis.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to flip it.
Sure.
And say, do you have a hero? Do you have a hero?
It's one of those things like growing up, I definitely like, you always think you might, like, you know. Then you learn more about like celebrity and like the idea of that. Not really anymore. Especially when they say, don't meet your heroes. You know, if for a while, like I would have been like, wow, Jim Carrey is fucking amazing. What an entertainer. And then you read all this stuff about him. Like, wow, what a dick. Jim Carrey sounds like kind of a dick. It makes me thank God I never got to meet Robin Williams, because you never know what Robin Williams you're going to meet. You're going to meet him on a good day. You're going to meet him on a bad day. You get to meet him once. It's not like I'm going to run into my hero more than one time, right? So I hope I meet my hero on a good day. Otherwise, it's going to ruin the rest of my life. So at that point, I started thinking about that and shied me away from the idea of a hero a little bit. You know, all of us are heroes and none of us are heroes. And that makes it completely unimportant.
Everyone's a hero in their own way.
And that's what makes them stupid.
But what we've identified here is that your heroic archetype is the sad clown.
Oh, great.
Robin Williams, Jim Carrey,
Chris Farley,
Andy Kaufman, Chris Farley.
Sure. Tragic heroes.
Tragic heroes who love falling through coffee tables and splitting the seat of their pants.
Sure.
We'll do it all.
Great stuff.
That's, the sad clown.
Yeah, but you don't meet them. You don't want to meet these people.
I bet you wanted to meet Robin Williams.
I kind of did, yeah.
And there's a big timeline there, too. Like, there were good and bad times to meet him, except I think the trick is they'd all be good times to meet him because he's Robin Williams.
Sure.
He was like a mythical creature. He's like the last dragon died.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's one of those things, too. I mean, when I was out in San Francisco for a little while, God knows when, I was trying to find my way around the city. My dad being, at that point, you know, he still is a former travel agent. he was like, I set up a tour. He's like, there's a tour there. I put you on it. He sent me a ticket. I was like, well, he paid for this. I guess I'm going on a tour. And one of the places they went and they stopped and showed us Robin Williams' house. I was like, fuck, he's right there. I could just get off this tour bus and go, Robin, I brought you this chocolate gun. Shoot him.
Shoot him, boys.
I was like, that'd be so crazy. But I saw his place out in San Francisco, closest I've ever been to the guy. It's like, I would get this close to his house and they'd be like, he's not here, you fucking idiot. It's Robin fucking Williams. He's off fucking not here.
This is a decoy house.
Yeah.
You like, just puke on yourself.
Yeah, it's just one of the things like, why don't you bother the people that are here? Definitely not him. Middle of the day weirdo who jumped off a tour bus. So that's kind of fun.
Do you think you're the only one? He clicks a button and you just fall through the blacktop into a pit.
And we just watch Flubber for the rest of our lives.
Oh, I have no mouth and I must scream.
Robin, not like this. Not like this.
It puts the lotion on skin.
Come on, just put on like, I don't know, 1 hour photo. Anything else. Come on. I'm just kidding. Flubber again.
Just kidding. We made a second one.
Oh, no. No one ever saw it. He just uses it to torture people.
It's just a home video of Robin Williams throwing fistfuls of green jello at a wall. Oh, this flubber action is so crazy.
I'm not going to lie at that point, but like, this guy definitely is my hero. There's no doubt about it. Robin Williams, undoubtedly my hero.
That was the day I knew.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, I guess there are people that I admire.
Maybe Robin Williams is your hero.
I don't know if I would. I don't know. What do you got? Who's your hero?
Well, you have to define the concept of a hero.
Oh, yeah, see, exactly.
Which would have been an important thing, I guess, to start the discussion with.
Son of a bitch.
But it depends on how you frame a hero. It's a word that gets thrown around a lot. Is this a hero to you, the fireman that runs into the burning building?
No.
Or is a hero...
That guy's technically getting paid to do it.
He's a public servant.
He signed up for that shit. It's like
thank
same thing.
You, citizen.
Anyone who calls a cop a hero, you're a fucking liar.
You're just saying that because he's there.
That guy paid money to use his gun. Anyways, what? So yeah, what's your idea then of a hero? Is it a paid servant?
What is my idea of a hero?
Sure.
Someone who sets a standard that you wish to follow. It can be a musician, it can be a scholar, it can be a family member, but someone who sets the standard of how you hope to live your life.
Hmm. Interesting. So your hero is Ted Cruz.
Worse, James Corden.
He did something recently. I can't remember what it was. He got kicked out of a restaurant or some shit.
He got banned from a restaurant for being a douchebag.
So pretty much not shocking in any way.
And it's more complex than that, because you know what I've realized about James Corden?
He's been playing a villain this whole time. He's Andy Kaufman level genius.
I don't even think he's not trying very hard to hide these things that he does. Isn't there like a well-known Reddit, subreddit,
yeah,
that's dedicated to trashing James Corden?
There's tons of, like, again, any single time somebody does an Ask Reddit where they go, which is super fun, you know, it's usually people they ask the question, like, what's the funniest situation you've ever been in? But every now and then one will come along that's like, what celebrity is an asshole? And James Corden usually comes up like 8 or 9 times. Or what fucked up story do you have about a celebrity? And things like that, you know? And it's super funny because the one that always comes up about James Corden is how he was on a plane. And he's sitting next to, I think he gets sat next to a baby, a woman with a baby. And he's just like kind of an insufferable prick about it. And, you know, the flight gets over and it ends. And I can't remember where the story goes, but, you know, the woman hands him the child really quick. And you realize, oh, my God, that was his child. It was his baby. He's been a dick the whole fucking time to his wife.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wife or nanny? Which
nanny.
One was it?
I have no fucking clue.
We have confirmation. Was it the wife or the nanny,
I didn't even know James Corden was married and procreated.
Oh, sadly, I think he's got like 3 of them.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. And I was like, that's the story that goes around. It was like, he was a total asshole, I think, to his wife.
But see...
It doesn't even matter if it was his nanny. Either way, he was an asshole to somebody who was taking care of his child.
Right.
And he was acting like it wasn't his problem.
Exactly. No matter what way you slice that, that is bad.
Yeah.
But you guys are missing the bigger picture.
I can't wait to hear it. I cannot wait to hear. Go ahead.
Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Having a hero, like a strong hero, again.
Right. I forgot that James Corden is your hero in this situation.
Right. So again, someone who sets a standard. You have a hero in your life. You hope to follow their example. And why he is that way to me is because he is someone who had the good fortune to become famous for absolutely no reason. And he certainly has no right to be as big a fucking prick about it as he is.
Yes.
But he is.
How did he become famous?
That's an excellent question. He's in everything. I don't remember the first time he appeared. It's like it was patient zero for COVID.
Is he in the new Cats?
He was.
How awful. What a pockmark.
He played
history.
A chunky cat who does a nice little soft shoe number.
Oh, man. I hate everything. I hate the world so much.
He's everywhere. There are videos of him. He was in the Cinderella movie, coincidentally voicing another fat anthropomorphic animal. And to promote it, it was like him and like Camila Cabello, whatever. And like,
very insensitive of you.
Go on. And they're dancing to Let's Get Loud by Jennifer Lopez in a flash mob in a crosswalk. Hmm. A psychopath does that to promote a movie.
Oh, that's
James Corden was there. He was also at January 6th at the Capitol.
That's exciting. Yeah, he was at January 6th.
He stormed the Capitol.
They just let him get away. We just start photoshopping James Corden inside the Capitol.
Just smushing a hot dog in his mouth.
Here he is with the QAnon shaman. Just got his shoulder out. Clearly photoshopped.
Same like head back screaming pose. Listen, as that guy.
All we're saying is investigate James Corden.
Take a closer look.
Think about what the guy's doing. How did he get this kind of access? Is he a Russian agent? I don't know. I'm just asking questions.
You could imagine James Corden in a movie about a fat panda who's just falling down a hill.
Yeah. Whoa. Move over, Jack Black.
This one's called Even Fatter Panda.
James Corden, and he does not save the day. Okay, listen.
I'll stop to have scone.
I would pay a lot of money to see James Corden in like a really sad, self-deprecating movie where he loses everything and just like wakes up. And you know, like the beginning of Forgetting Sarah Marshall, where he's in a rut and like they show all of him like eating sweats or like sitting in sweats eating, you know, cereal out of the huge punch bowl. And yeah, we just 2 hours of James Corden in that spiral, but add like whiskey and alcohol, but really do it until like he's throwing up and uncomfortable. I would spend, God, so much money to watch that movie. I don't even care where it goes. Just give him a bottle of pills, a couple of things of whiskey, and a handgun, and film it. And just, you know, watch the decline.
Capture the moment.
I'd really enjoy watching James Corden in that, of all people. A lot of people, you couldn't do that. And I'd be like, this is not... James Corden, let's watch that shit.
There you go. He wins a posthumous Academy Award for the effort.
Or any of these like really skinny pop stars like Ariana Grande, if they did the same thing, I'd watch that. Because eventually they're going to poop themselves. I think that's just really funny. Film it like it's Insidious or Paranormal Activity, whichever one where they put the cameras up, you know, to make it seem like it's a real thing.
Paranormal Activity, yep.
Yeah, you do that, but make it real and just ply these people with alcohol until they get sick. That's what I want to see celebrities doing.
It's just a couple sleeping in their bed, and Ariana Grande just walks in and has diarrhea on the floor. And then stares at them for 2 hours before walking out again.
And the Academy Award for Best Picture. Listen, everyone's laughing, but everyone would watch that movie. There's not a single fucking person listening to this with a straight face that can tell me they would not go watch that movie.
Ariana Grande playing a spooky ghost with an upset tummy who diarrheas on the floor.
Special guest star Taylor Swift. You just watch her vomit hard on a plasma screen TV from 2009 after too many tequila shots.
Burns a hole right through it. See, this has mainstream broad appeal.
I think it's fantastic. Only person, I'm telling you, any skinny pop star, throw one of the Jonas Brothers in there. I don't care, those fucking little porcelain douchebags. Chuck one of them in there. Why the fuck not? Right? The only person I think that like is the exception to the rule, I mean, I wouldn't watch Miley Cyrus do it because I feel like she gets up to that shit for fun. You know, I feel like she would never hit the threshold. She seems pretty crazy.
It's cool
thing,
though.
Same thing, Lindsay Lohan. You're not getting anything. You can't get blood from a stone.
But I think about them and they'd make really keen friends. Like they'd fit in really well with our friend group dynamic.
Oh, sure.
Miley Cyrus.
They can hang.
Yeah. We need more like female energy in the group and we might as well pick people who are as self-destructive as we are.
That's just beautiful. That's wonderful.
Kind of.
But she's got fuck you money, so she's not dealing with us. So you never know. You know, you never know. One day we're hanging out with Miley Cyrus. We're all just sitting out drinking 40s and then one of our hearts explodes in our chest. And I'd like to think that that's a beautiful world. That's nice.
It's an attainable goal.
Look, the sunset. And you hear the pop. One of us keels over and the other one takes their 40 so it doesn't spill.
And the other one immediately bursts into flames because he's some reason a vampire.
Oh, that's good. I like
that. We're building out a movie.
That's super cool.
It's a neat. Like, the dilemma is, like, they're in a love triangle. Let's just say it's you and me and Miley Cyrus. And it's
both of us, like, you get her. And you're like, no, you get
no,
her.
No, that's okay, man.
Listen, man, I got to tell you, I can, like, she smells so bad I can taste her right now.
I smell beef jerky, but there's no beef jerky
like,
around.
Like, partying's cool and we all hang, but, like, she does not shower. Party in the USA, whatever. I don't know if that was her. I don't care.
It was her, yes.
Oh, good. Great. Her smell comes through here.
You know what I'm saying?
Like a wrecking ball. Am I making enough references for you people? So yeah, it's a beautiful rom-com where we're both fighting to pawn her off on the other person until one of us dies because they're a vampire. One of our hearts explode. And I just see the last one grabbing the 40 that they're drinking and just wiping the cap off before they take a drink. Yeah, gross.
Gross.
Ashes.
That's yeah. So I'm the vampire. I gotta go first, and then you pull that. That's the image, and then your heart explodes in your chest.
I thought Cyrus's heart explode because she's clearly doing cocaine. She seems like she's okay.
But that's
with
the
cocaine.
Irony is she's the one that should die and doesn't. She's the only
she's
one that
million
survives.
Dollars strong. I get it.
Yeah. I won. I did it. I survived the night.
That's you. Cyrus impression. Her phone rings. For some reason, it's her dad's music is the ring. Don't do my heart. Oh, that's funny. That's the word. Your voice is so good.
I have to take this. It's my dad.
Credits. Oh, this is stupid. We're going to make so much fucking money.
Oh, man. People didn't know that they wanted that impersonation, but they got it.
Listen, they got two great movie ideas. Famous waify pop stars shitting their pants in front of strangers after huge bouts of alcohol and this wonderful rom-com. You're welcome.
Yeah, if you're sick of fucking Marvel movies like we are, like you're welcome.
Yeah, we're just pushing out amazing ideas here. Give us, I don't know, access to something Marvel.
Some lesser property.
Yeah, just chuck it at us. Why? What do you got to lose? We're not going to destroy the franchise any more than you are, right? So.
Let us direct the Squirrel Girl series.
Done.
With Anna Kendrick. The people want it. They've been begging for a Squirrel Girl series, and they've been fan casting Anna Kendrick.
Oh, boy.
So there we go. We're the men for the job. I haven't read a single Squirrel Girl comic in my life. Apparently that doesn't matter.
Apparently after what they've been doing, apparently it matters nothing at all.
It matters not.
Listen, man, here's the deal. You need to go ahead and do this. You need to introduce a Hawkeye spinoff. You need to introduce the new Iron Man and get ready for... she's going to have a cameo in the next two Avengers. Get ready. As long as you put those in season one, we're good. All right. That's it. That's all you got to do.
It is spinoffs within spinoffs.
Wong's going to show up. All right. Cool. Great.
Neat.
Kind of remember that the character should have consistency and not just be what you need them to be for the sake of the show.
For example.
The
ultimate irony is like there's one guy who's like, it all has to fit into the same world and make sense. And there needs to be a keeper of the canon.
Yeah.
And they just do wild shit.
Yeah. Like, look.
That nobody likes.
People don't it's all well and good to use characters from like the canonical storyline, but when they act this way in this show and then they're a different person in this show or this movie, everyone kind of starts to go, what the fuck is this? What are you doing? Thor's super serious and this thing at the beginning and look at the way he's talking to the little kids in the last one and they're screaming goats and I don't understand anymore. What are you doing, Taika Waititi?
You've lost me.
You got Christian Bale in the Marvel Universe and you didn't even fucking utilize him. What are you doing? Oh, it hurts. Oh, it hurts. Oh, it hurts. Oh, my body. Why do you do this to me?
So you would watch a Groot special?
Oh, of course. Groot. Yeah, he's great. Listen, as long as it's him talking to other Groots and the only thing they all say back and forth to one another is, I ain't Groot.
But Miley Cyrus is a Groot.
Yeah, but it's a talkie. The whole movie is just a crime noir. I am Groot.
I am Groot.
I am Groot.
I'm Groot.
Yeah. Special
guest. Get the fuck out of here.
Special guest star, Miley Cyrus, as one of the Groots.
I'm Groot.
I'm Groot, y'all.
Cowabunga. They don't, Miley, they don't fucking say that.
We'll get it in post. They did not.
Look at me. She's also playing a porg in Star Wars. I'm a porg. Dude, porgs don't talk.
Look at the titties on that thing.
Well, I'm confused.
We made Luke Skywalker drink blue milk. Why did Disney get these properties? I'm so confused. This is what happens because people have tons of money. They get to just take things from my childhood and ruin them. That's deep. That's some deep stuff.
I'm done.
I'm done.
It's a callback. Yeah. Did I mention on that last episode that was something I used to do as a kid?
No.
Oh, did I neglect to mention that?
No, that's where the sense memory for that joke came from, huh?
100%.
I've done kicking myself in my own faces.
Excuse me, I've shat.
That's beautiful.
It's quite a large one. Bring reinforcements. Yeah, no, when I was a little kid and I don't know how to wipe my butt.
That's how I know your parents loved you. Those kids when you're like a teacher in school later, when you do that, those years as a sub, everybody does it. We all know. There's no judgment.
I see where this is going. Yeah,
you have that one kid that smells. That's what's going on. Poopy butt.
Poopy butt. Or oh man,
that's when he's mean to the teacher. That's when you can look at him and go, Jared, your parents don't love you. Poop butt.
Everyone point and laugh at poop butt.
Everyone point and laugh at him. That's not BO. That's the poop from his butt because his parents never taught him how to wipe. Ridicule the child. That's what you get for poking fun at the adult. I'm not insecure. You're insecure.
I'm very cool.
It's the only time the kids ever heard the teacher get called to the principal's office. And now I don't work there anymore. It's whatever. I got the last say.
I control the narrative.
Let's be honest. All I did was yell at the kids and play Oregon Trail on the outdated computers.
It's a pretty good life.
I mean, it's great. Mr. Fitzgerald, why are you shooting all the squirrels?
Shut up. They're the hardest to shoot. It's going to be a long winter.
I can't carry home the ox meat anyways. Haven't you ever played this? This is why we killed them all and they're endangered now, Ricky. Sit down and do your math.
And after that, pull the stagecoach out of the gully.
Oh, you're sitting there. You've named the characters after kids in the class. Becky, you just died of dysentery, and she cries. She cries and cries and cries. And all the other kids make, that's the pooping disease. They all laugh.
Dysentery, girl.
And it's funny because you didn't know that when you were that age, but kids are, with the internet, they're on a whole new level of harassment and hazing now. They all know the mean stuff, like dysentery equals poop. 5 + 5 = 10, fuck that noise. Multiplication, are you fucking kidding me? Cheating and giving each other fucking crippling problems that they'll be talking to psychiatrists about years and years later are what kids are all a fucking about these days. So yes, I got fired for harassing them back. You got to stand up for yourself. It's very important. Listen, it's a wonder why the youth of America don't get great educations. I don't understand.
That's the crazy thing is like with phones and shit like that, you can look up information in the blink of an eye. It should theoretically be making you smarter and enhancing your education. And instead you're like, aha, Tommy's looking out. Is it normal to get hairs on my penis? I'm going to screenshot it and send it to everybody.
And now it's a GIF and 150,000 people have seen it and used it in different ways.
That's your identity. You thought that that guy was going to go around and be like, aha, Tommy pubes or whatever. Tommy hairy dick. Mm-hmm. But it's when he killed himself, everyone remembered you as the girl who made him kill himself.
Yeah.
I'm saying you're a girl in this situation. Let's be honest. This is what a girl would do.
Yeah. It's pretty, a guy pretty, pretty cruel that. Stuff. Yeah. No, he would just beat him up.
A guy would be like, hey, if you figure out the answer, let me know.
Nice pubes, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Dabs.
Sick pubes.
Yeah. Yep.
So see, it had a feminist twist.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You ended up being you can be the bad guys sometimes. See, it's not always that we're the bad guys. Sometimes the lady's the bad guy in the story.
The moral of the story is I'm the good guy.
Feminism. I didn't just yell at guys when I was younger. I also yelled at women. Yeah, because, you know.
I'm progressive like that.
I call it egalitarianism because no women's going to tell me to call it feminism. Because equality. It's stupid when guys say it and when girls say it. There was a word before feminism. Andrea Dworkin. Shit.
Andrea Dworkin. And who was it? Was it Valerie Solanas that wrote Scum Manifesto?
Valerie Solanas. She's the one who shot Andy Warhol. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, he was an abusive piece of shit.
Oh, sure.
But somewhere between writing the Scum Manifesto, him being an abusive piece of shit, and shooting him, she kind of lost the plot a little. She needed to not shoot him and just leave him. And there's also the people like, Scum Manifesto is, it's an irony, it's a joke, it's satire. I go, ah!
I just know that she's kind of like, she crawled so Jodi Arias could walk. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's beautiful.
Crimes of passion like that.
Uh-huh.
You have to respect that.
She didn't kill him.
Yeah, no, she just gave him a shot across the bow to say, this is how much I care about you.
This is
I care enough to make an attempt
you
so on your
so much,
life.
Yeah, that if you ever leave me, it's going the rest of the way.
You piece of shit.
You piece of shit.
Now
I love
get
you.
Get over here and kiss me on the mouth like a coal miner greeting his wife.
She just sticks a thumb into the wound. Oh, it's love.
Remember me.
That's beautiful. What a dream. Please don't shoot me.
I honestly, we have been moving at light speed tonight.
Yeah.
We've been operating on a whole other plane.
Yeah.
I think it's all the cerebral conversation.
I hope they've kept up. By that, I mean the cult.
Let's be honest.
I just assume in with the compound, the show just plays in its entirety. Over and over and over. And sort of like how the Bible eventually got cut into different books, you know? You got the book Genesis and Exodus. And eventually the Skimbo Lounge will get cut into segments where each one of them is trying to secretly tell you a different thing. And each episode, maybe it's like a passage, you know? And that's how we all... So there's just people sitting there writing out the things we're saying in poop on the wall. I don't know why it comes back to that, but it just seems like the way that crazy people... would do, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a limitless supply.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful?
It's easier than trying to use paint.
I eat the Skittios and the words come.
I can make it happen quicker and quicker every time.
I started with a paintbrush, but then I started using my finger.
You just belt an entire can of Spaghettios, then immediately hold your hand under your ass and just... A paste comes
It comes out,
out
of the can, and then I put it into the can, and then it goes onto the wall.
That's awful.
That's pretty that's pretty terrible.
This is real bottom of the barrel stuff.
It's all right, but, you know, again, I would love to know what the name of our books would be, or our chapters, you know?
Well...
There was the four of us for a while, you know?
There was the closet.
And then there was the three of you, and then there was the four of us for a brief moment, and then there was the two of us.
There was New York.
Well, there was the closet, yeah.
There was remote. There was reunited. There was a brief remote again for a couple episodes.
Yeah.
And then in person ever since.
Mm-hmm.
We're currently we're writing the current chapter of Skimbo Lounge. We don't know where it's going to go after this.
Guns are in play.
Guns are very much in play. Yeah. Pistols at dawn.
Take
it's
that,
absolutely
Bible.
Something Rory and I would do for the memes.
Oh, sure.
And worry about the consequences later.
Yeah. Well, the thing they didn't say about these old-timey pistols, they barely broke the skin. Oh, God, it's a shot. Oh, it's like hot lead.
Oh, my God.
It is hot lead. Oh, it burns.
It's lodged in my rotator cuff. I don't know. We don't have to make this an especially long one. I have to pee.
Yeah.
The hour grows late.
Oh, yeah, we're getting there anyways. I mean, we've been going over a lot.
Yeah.
So we can go under. It doesn't hurt my feelings. Does it hurt the people out there's feelings? I don't know. It might. It could.
Well, yeah, let's dump out.
Yes.
Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
No. No, I don't. No.
Excellent. Excellent. Well done, sir. As always, landed the bit, taking us home in style with a flair and a panache all his own, like a young macho man, Randy Savage, where he commits to the bit and
Mark
every
you.
Time, flawless execution. And on that note, until next time, thank you, go fuck yourselves, and goodbye.